whatever you want to call it, but yes. Any other, some more comments, questions, as I can see the clock ticking. And this was to be a conversation. Sir. Well, that's Craig Calhoun.
Yes, it is.
No.
One small question related to where Arthur ended his comments with the Falun Gong protest in April 1989 outside Zhongnanhai and the account of the PLA. This suggests to me, in general, the limit of, say, military and technological research and archives in the title of the solicitation, which goes on to make clear other things. But the PLA is not neatly contained within the label military as we understand it in the United States, since it's operating, you know, massive amounts of economic enterprises, and it's engaged in a variety of different kinds of arenas, but also because the kind of issues there shade into other areas of society, like with Falun Gong, and why it's been such an issue that the Chinese government need to crack down on so hard. So it seems to me that for the archive program, it's important to be gathering a variety of material that would exceed military and technology definitions easily, and that the whatever the merits of saying military and technology in the initial framing of this, that may become counterproductive at some point in thinking about building the kind of strength of collections that are needed.
That's an excellent point. That's why I mentioned novels, histories, TV shows. I would add to this dissident literature, which is widely available, because we often, we want to ask the question, what are the Chinese officers and soldiers saying to each other? What was Enver Pasha, that loyal servant of the Ottoman Empire, saying to Jamal Pasha and saying to Kemal Pasha, you know, around the turn of the last century, about how to save the Ottoman Empire? What really goes on in the Chinese army is one of the